You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from askanything-app.com. Imagine an assistant that can read your email, search internal documents, update a ticket, open a pull request, and call a cloud API. The language model is only one component. The security boundary is everything around it. That is the key to understanding four attack families that now dominate serious discussions about large language model security: indirect prompt injection, embedding inversion, excessive agency, and supply chain compromise. They are often described separately. In practice, they can form one chain. Untrusted text gets retrieved. The model mistakes that text for a valid instruction. An overprivileged tool turns the mistake into an action. A compromised dependency or tool server expands the attacker's access. The model does not have to execute traditional machine code for the system to lose data or integrity. Start with indirect prompt injection. In a direct injection, the attacker talks to the model. In an indirect injection, the attacker plants instructions somewhere the model may later read: a web page, email, support ticket, shared document, code comment, or tool response. Retrieval augmented generation makes answers more relevant by finding external passages and placing them into the model's context. But relevance is not authority. A vector search can find text that matches the user's question. It cannot establish that the author is trusted or that the text should be allowed to change the task. Published research has demonstrated this problem in real language model applications. Public benchmarks have then made it measurable. One benchmark called Inject Agent contains more than 1,000 cases across dozens of tools. In one reported configuration, a React-style GPT-4 agent followed the attack about 24% of the time. Another benchmark, Agent Dojo, includes realistic email, banking, travel, and workspace tasks. Its broader lesson is that security and usefulness have to be measured together. A defense that blocks every tool is safe but useless. A system that completes every task while ignoring authorization is dangerous. Prompt formatting can help. Applications can delimit retrieved content, label it untrusted, and remind the model not to follow instructions inside it. Benchmark studies show that these techniques can reduce attacks. But they do not create a hard boundary. Natural language instructions are still interpreted by the same probabilistic model. The durable controls sit outside the prompt. Preserve provenance for every retrieved chunk. Separate indexes by tenant and trust level. Apply access control before retrieval. Keep secrets out of context. Most importantly, treat a proposed tool call as untrusted output. A deterministic policy layer should decide whether the authenticated user may perform that exact action on that exact resource. Now consider vector embedding inversion. An embedding is a mathematical representation of text, designed so semantically related passages sit near one another. It is tempting to regard the vector as anonymous because it is not readable prose. Research shows that assumption can be badly wrong. The VEC2 text study built an iterative reconstruction system. It generated a candidate sentence, embedded that candidate, compared it with the target vector, and corrected the text. In its reported setup, it exactly recovered 92% of 32 token inputs. That is a striking result, but the threat model matters. The study did not show that anyone can decode any unexplained vector with no other information. The attacker used a decoder trained for the target embedding model and could query that model while refining guesses. Recovery varies with the encoder, text length, domain, chunking, and attacker access. The right conclusion is neither vectors are harmless nor every vector database is instantly reversible. The right conclusion is that embeddings are sensitive derivatives. Protect them like the underlying text unless testing shows otherwise. That means encryption, tenant isolation, short retention, bulk read monitoring, and strict control of the embedding endpoint. It also means not embedding passwords, access tokens, private keys, or other secrets merely because a search pipeline makes it convenient. If a vector store is compromised, the incident team should evaluate reconstruction against the actual encoder rather than assuming there was no disclosure. The third attack family is excessive agency. A chatbot can produce a bad answer. An agent with tools can change state. It can send mail, update access, commit code, purchase an item, or modify infrastructure. The Open Worldwide Application Security Project describes excessive agency in three dimensions: too much functionality, too much permission, and too much autonomy. A mail summarizer should not quietly inherit a send function. A read task should not use a read-write token. A high-impact action should not proceed only because the model says it is appropriate. This is a confused deputy problem. The user gives the agent authority, while an attacker supplies text that shapes how the agent uses that authority. The remedy is capability design. Separate read tools from write tools. Issue short-lived, task-scoped credentials. Replace generic shell or network tools with narrow, typed operations. Put tools in sandboxes. Default deny network egress. For actions that send data, spend money, execute code, change privileges, or destroy records, use a two-phase flow. In the first phase, the agent prepares a structured proposal. In the second, trusted software shows the human the real recipient, resource, amount, scope, or command. A separate executor performs only the approved action. The confirmation should never rely on a model-authored summary. The Model Context Protocol, usually called MCP, makes tool connections more standardized. That can improve engineering consistency, but it does not remove trust decisions. The protocol's own security guidance covers confused deputy attacks, token pass-through, server-side request forgery, session hijacking, and compromised local servers. A protocol-compliant tool server can still be malicious or overprivileged. Finally, there is the supply chain. Some of this is familiar software security. Python pickle files can execute code during deserialization. Model repositories may include custom code. Packages can run installation scripts. Containers and tool servers can inherit credentials. Hugging Face warns that pickle-based model artifacts can execute arbitrary code and that automated scanning is not foolproof. PyTorch now uses a restricted weights-only loader by default in common cases. That narrows the attack surface, but its documentation still notes denial of service and possible memory safety limitations. Safer tensor formats reduce the general object deserialization problem. They do not prove that the model is behaviorally safe or that its tokenizer, configuration, surrounding code, and dependencies are trustworthy. A sound promotion pipeline pins immutable digests, verifies origin, scans artifacts, and loads untrusted models only in a disposable environment with no production credentials, no host mounts, strict resource limits, and no outbound network by default. The promoted result should have a recorded lineage, model revision, tokenizer, configuration, runtime image, dependencies, and approvals. Apply the same discipline to MCP servers. Review the exact server and version. Show the command before local installation. Sandbox it. Bind tokens to the intended service. Forbid token pass-through. Monitor toollist changes. Protocol compatibility is not publisher trust. The integrated architecture has 5 zones. First is untrusted intake, websites, uploads, messages, and third-party responses. Second is the data plane, parsing, redaction, chunking, embeddings, storage, and provenance. Third is the semantic plane, the model, prompts, memory, and proposed actions. Fourth is the trusted control plane, identity, authorization, rate limits, destination rules, data loss controls, and approval. Fifth is the execution plane, isolated tools, scoped credentials, network policy, audit, and rollback. Only the control plane should authorize effects. The model can propose them. For security teams, the near-term program is practical. Inventory every model application that retrieves external content or uses tools. Remove unused write capabilities. Block arbitrary network egress. Find secrets and regulated data in embedding stores. Pin models, dependencies, and tool servers. Prohibit untrusted pickle and unrestricted custom model code outside a sandbox. Then add typed action envelopes and external policy enforcement. Carry provenance from ingestion through retrieval and tool responses. Red team complete trajectories with poison documents, emails, tool descriptions, and memory. Measure both unauthorized actions and benign task success. The most important decision rule is simple. If your organization cannot tolerate the model following attacker-controlled text, do not give the model direct access to the corresponding capability. Put a deterministic boundary, or a human, between language interpretation and real-world effect. The companion report contains the complete evidence table, study details, limitations, and direct links. Consult that table before applying any benchmark result to a specific deployment.